Good evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Center. I'm Vishnu Shom. On the program tonight, the BJP may have sacked spokespersons, but damage has been done. Minority bashing had become a norm. The world was watching. We didn't seem to care till we were read the riot act by many nations in West Asia and now Jordan and Indonesia as well. The remarks made by these BJP spokespersons unacceptable to the Muslim world, some of our closest diplomatic partners. Does referring to these spokespersons now as fringe elements, as the government is now doing, in a sense give the BJP a free pass? On the show tonight, hate today, apologize tomorrow. Should the BJP do more to prove it's a government of all communities? Joining us now to start off the program, the Lok Sabha MP of the Trinamool Congress, Moa Moitra. Moa, thanks very much for being with us. The BJP says that their spokespersons have been suspended. They put out a letter. Is that good enough?
No, Vishnu, it's not good. It's trying to sort of fix a brain tumor with a haircut, frankly. That's what it is. Because the issue is an endemic issue. It's not just this spokesperson. The BJP, its electoral strategy, unlike most people, you know, when, for example, I would stand in an election, anybody stands in an election, your electoral strategy is always to take as many people with you as possible, to make yourself as representative, to make as representative. BJP, for the first time in decided that they don't care about 25 to 30% of the population, and they just want to preach to the converted and appeal to that vote bank. So the BJP has systematically done things as part of an electoral strategy to, I would say, to sort of shun and demonize a part of the electorate. And this is very endemic. And okay, this spokesperson is only a very small manifestation of a much larger strategy that the BJP has
followed. Okay, so Moa, let me ask
and,
you this.
You know what
let
the sad thing this, is that there are, what, 200, almost 200 million Muslims.
Does it surprise you that some of the BJP's closest supporters are slamming the BJP online for what they say was a betrayal of Nupur Sharma?
Yes, of course, it doesn't surprise me, because if you see what Nupur Sharma herself has said, I didn't even know, frankly, but and after this, I went in and looked up, and I'm surprised at some of the things she herself has said, where she says that, she's followed by the Prime Minister Modi. She's no longer a fringe element. So if the MEA says that she's a fringe element, then why is the Prime Minister of India following a fringe element on social media?
That is, to me, still
is, you know, the Defence Minister, the Prime Minister,
is he
the Minister of Transport, Mr. Gadkari, Amit Malviya, they're following her on Twitter, right? So if they're following her, how is this a fringe element if the Prime Minister of the country is following on social media, number one? The second thing is, she herself says that after the event, Devendra Fadnavis called her and said, Beta, don't worry, we'll take care of you. She received a call from the Home Minister's office saying, don't worry. These are things that she has said herself to the press, reported to the press. So obviously to the BJP, it feels that this is one of ours. She's only doing what we are all meant to do. And how can you listen to what the BJP thinks is a bunch of Muslim nations who any care? The BJP is about their core values, but their core values are demonizing, their core values are hate, their core values are sort of, you know, all the things that you and I don't consider core values. So this doesn't surprise me, but of course. And I have no doubt at all that after this brouhaha dies down, that Nupur Sharma will be reinstated and validated in many more ways. I have no doubt whatsoever.
At another level, does this indicate that relatively small cogs in the BJP wheel are entirely dispensable? Nupur Sharma went from being national spokesperson of the BJP to becoming fringe element within a few hours.
Yeah, this is typical, right? Because they're weighing it up. Like I said, India has 200 million Muslims and 14% of India is Muslim. And you don't care about what people in your own country feel. But obviously, if Kuwait and Iran and Jordan and everybody are calling you in and reading you the riot act, then you've got to see, and Qatar, especially with our gas issues, are calling the envoy in and giving him a note, then there's very little you can do. So obviously, the easiest thing to do, and political parties do this quite effectively, is to immediately be like, you know, immediately, like I said, amputate the finger right away and we'll deal with it later.
So no, but Mohua, to be fair,
like I said, it's solving a brain tumor
with a haircut. I know we heard that, but Mohua, is it not fair, since we are talking about remarks which inflame passions, that you often do that yourself on Twitter? In fact, recently you tweeted that for photo of the Bhabha Atomic Energy Center, and asked, are you going to dig here as well? So aren't you part of the same tribe that does this sort of thing?
That's not something, I don't think that's something, I think any, if when we have the protection, when we have the act that we do, which is the that as of 1948, the whatever existed in the country, that basic nature of that should be maintained. I said whatever I have said is in accordance with
the... No, but it was provocative. A lot of people may have, some people may have found it funny, others would have said that, look, it's provocative.
I think that's very different. The RSS themselves said, what is Mr. Bhagwat said? I think that is very different from, have I gone out and said something about Lord Shiva or said something...
No, I wanted to ask you, Mohua, I wanted to ask you about what Mohan Bhagwat said, because I think that's important. Is this a course correction by the BJP? First, Mohan Bhagwat's remarks, then this public statement, and I have that statement over here, where they categorically say they back all or minorities and everybody else in the country. Right? So is this a course correction? Would you accept that it is that? Or is this going to be back to usual a month later?
It's not a course correction. It's a very insincere, belated attempt to just try and do some damage control, temporary damage control. And then basically it's like Mr. Jaishankar said a few days ago. He said, you know, I'm not on the fence. I'm on sure ground. So they believe that they can, our foreign policy is basically to go out and be like, this is who we are. And if there's something you don't like, suck it up. So in this case, I think it's a question of time before they go back to doing exactly what they did.
Okay, well, let's see what happens, Mohua. I think more than anything else, let's hope there's peace in our country. We don't get into this sort of Hindu versus Muslim slanging matches which happened. That's terrible.
And if there are some other...
Okay, Mohua, sorry, lines got bad. Video. Apologies, that line is getting bad. Thanks so much for being with us. Farah Naqvi joins us. Professor Gobardhan Das, a BJP leader and professor at JNU with us as well. Gurdeep Singh Sapal of the Congress Party and Shant Prakash Jatav of the BJP joins us as well. Professor Gobardhan Das, how sincere is the BJP when they say that they are against any ideology which insults or demeans any sect or religion and that they do not promote such people or philosophy? How then was Nupur Sharma or these other spokespersons allowed to thrive day after day?
Good evening, Vishnu, good evening, my fellow panelists. So I request my 1 minute of uninterrupted time. So see, in my opinion, and I respect all the religion and only identity we are the Indians. And being a scientist, I believe in science and all the DNA sequence. So we are done. We are coming from the your common ancestors, and I believe I treat all the Indians as my brothers and sisters. And I take opportunity to showcase my case. In my laboratory, there are 8 minority students, which is nearly less than the number of Hindu students did PhD.
But and how is that even news, sir? How is that even significant that you have 8 minority students in your class?
Vishnu, if you are trying to, you know, make a debate like Arnab...
Please carry on.
In 30 minutes of debate, if you continue for 25 minutes, if you don't allow others to speak, then no use of...
Go ahead, sir. Make your
professor,
point.
Right? Isn't it? So all I'm saying is, then I place them as a kind of a all Harvard, Yale, and then Stanford. So this is all I'm trying to say. I condemn anybody is targeting any religion. And BJP, I support the BJP took the right decision to suspend Nupur Sharma.
Okay.
And I also condemn those who makes difference between Hindu and Muslim. I take this opportunity to condemn those who says that give us the 15 minutes so we'll kill all the Hindus.
Right. It would have been interesting, sir, if you condemned them before the BJP actually did in their official statement. But let me go across to Farah Naqvi. Is this where this matter ends? That, you know, these party spokespersons have been told that, you know, you have said something wrong, we disagree with you, you've been sacked. Is this where the matter ends? Because before this, the Prime Minister and Mr. Nadda was silent on this issue. As day after day, these spokespersons and others went on minority bashing. So where does the buck stop?
The buck stops with the highest in our land. The buck has to stop with signals from the Prime Minister and the Home Minister and the extremely powerful Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh to stop this kind of Islamophobic, and it's not just dog whistling anymore. It is very direct attempts to persecute, to lynch, to bulldoze, to do sully deals, bully deals. I mean, the list is so egregious and so painful. And what hurts is that this action of suspending, by the way, Nupur Sharma has not been expelled from the party, please note. She's only suspended pending an inquiry. And when the statement talks about taking strict action or action has been taken against her and so on, where is the action? Where is the legal action? This is what she and Mr. Jindal did are crimes under the IPC. We don't see that. We don't see any action against Yati Narsinghanand, who has echoed the precise words used by Nupur Sharma and reiterated them. So as far as I can see, Nupur Sharma merely did, or Mr. Jindal did, what was considered
acceptable.
They completely acceptable. And this has been going
and
on
egged on
for
by
a
networks
long,
who
long,
thrive on hate. And egged on
time.
By networks who thrive on hate.
They thrive on hate. Where does this...
And this hate was fueled by these remarks. And it got into the cycle day after day, day after day. Just keep bashing minorities and let's fuel the ratings.
When you say, when you ask a legitimate question, Vishnu, which is legitimate, which is, you know, is an apology, is, you know, you make a hate speech and then you apologize. You know, frankly, given the absolute cesspool that our domestic politics is in right now, an apology would actually be a great place to start. But neither of these statements are apologies. And number two, who are they directed at? Are they directed at the crores of Indian citizens? And I include Indian Muslims and Indian Hindus who were equally offended by those obnoxious remarks. Is there an apology for the
okay,
next
let me put that
lynched?
Question to Shant Prakash Jatavji.
So I'm saying that this is
for a half a
second.
Let me, that's an important question. Right. Shant Prakash Jatavji, this is the press release of the BJP. It says very good things. It says, during the thousands of years of our history, every religion has blossomed and flourished. The party is against any ideology which insults or demeans any sect or religion. Who is this directed at? Is this directed at those Middle Eastern nations, or is this some sort of an apology to minorities in our country?
देखिए वासु जी, ये देश जो है 130 करोड़ लोगों का देश है, इसमें तमाम सभी धर्म जो हैं इसमें हमारे देश में हैं, और तमाम फिरके जो हैं वो भी हमारे हिंदुस्तान में देखने को मिलते हैं. मैं समझता हूं कि हमारा अगर आप कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन भारतीय जनता पार्टी का देखें तो हम सभी रिलीजन को बराबर सम्मान देते हैं, और ठीक उसी तरीके से हमारी काम करने की शैली भी उसी तरीके से है कि सबको बराबर सम्मान मिले. हर धर्म और हर महापुरुष को, हर जाति को हम एक समान, एक बराबर, एक ही तरीके से देखते हैं, सबका सम्मान.
पर शांत प्रकाश जी, शांत प्रकाश जी, ये इस प्रेस नोट के पहले बीजेपी क्या कर रहे थे? नुपुर शर्मा जो कह रही थी उसमें तो उनको परमिशन दिया गया था. जिंदल साहब जो कह रहे थे उनको जो मन में जो आ रहा था वो कह रहे थे बिना सोचे. तो आप जो बीजेपी का कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन के बारे में कह रहे हैं, ये कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन के बारे में शायद अन्य लोगों को भी सोचना चाहिए था पहले.
मैं वही बात बता रहा हूं कि उन्होंने उस कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन के क्लॉज 10 को जो है उल्लंघन किया, और इसी के कारण से उनको सस्पेंड किया गया है. और ये एक मिसाल पेश की है भारतीय जनता पार्टी के हमारे उच्च पदाधिकारियों ने, डिसिप्लिनरी कमेटी ने. और किसी भी सूरत में कोई भी किसी भी धर्म के साथ में बद खिलाफी या गलत बात कहा जाना किसी भी सूरत में स्वीकार नहीं की जाएगी.
Okay.
ये एक मिसाल भी है. अन्य जो हमारे जो प्रवक्ता हैं वो भी इस सब चीजों को समझेंगे, और हम एक दूसरे के साथ में एहतराम बना करके रखें.
Gurdeep Singh Sappal, do you accept that the BJP believes in peaceful living? Their constitution states that, And therefore, if somebody violated that, they got sacked. Is that good enough an explanation for you?
Vishnu, before that, two questions that you raised in this program earlier. Whether the Prime Minister Narendra Modi is still following Nupur Sharma. I checked before coming on your show, he is still following Nupur Sharma. And second thing, whether Nupur Sharma or people like her are dispensable. No, it's a tactical retreat. Like RSS disowned Nathuram Godse, only to accept him back in their fold and placing them vis-a-vis on equal footing as Gandhiji. So RSS has been doing these tactical retreats from time and time and again just to protect themselves from the reaction that is unleashed on them. Number three, BJP has perfected the art of speaking in folk tongue. It has perfected this art. This time also they tried to speak, do this double speak, tried to convince the nations outside that this was only a fringe element. But certainly the embassies, the ambassadors, the high commissioners, they do not gather their information from pliable media, Indian media. They know this is only a face-saving being
I'm
done by
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I must ask Professor Gobardhan Das this question. No, and I'm sorry to interrupt.
Vishnu,
one sec, I'll come back to, I promise. Professor Gobardhan Das, why
line,
is the Prime Minister
line,
following a fringe
one
element?
Line. Just
why
one
is
line,
the Prime Minister
Vishnu?
Following a fringe element?
See, that I do not know whether he is following it. I did not check it.
No, Mr. Sapal says so. He says so as a responsible person.
By 8:45.
Why is the Prime Minister following a fringe element?
That I cannot say that. I don't know whether he is following. And if it is follows, whether he has checked it, I do not know. So let me come back to one question. So basically, in your show, the first person, Mohua Moitra was speaking. Mohua Moitra was speaking. So I condemn what you call it, our Nupur Sharma. I condemn Nupur Sharma what she did.
No, but why don't you condemn the Prime Minister in case he's still following a fringe element?
No, whether he is following, whether his office...
I'm sure Mr. Sapal would admit that he is wrong if he is wrong.
I'm not going in that debate whether...
All right, but that's convenient not to go into that debate.
Just let me give 30 seconds. I would like to ask one question. Yes, we are condemning Nupur Sharma. Can your Mohua Moitra condemn those who are preventing the Durga Puja and Saraswati Puja in West Bengal? Those who are kind of, destroying the temples and destroying deities in Bangladesh. Can Mohua Moitra...
I'm sure she should, and I'm sure she would. But she's not here to answer that question. I can't... So Mr. Sapal has got... Mr. Sapal has actually produced a screenshot...
This is as of now.
Which purports to showing the Prime Minister following Nupur Sharma.
But Vishnu, I will like to complete my...
Yeah, please, go ahead, Mr. Sapal. Farhan, you next.
Your question was, is it enough? Had it been enough, today there would not have been fresh statements from Jordan or Indonesia or UAE. The world has not accepted the version given by Government of India. And this is for the first time that Government of India is batting for a political party. That political party may be in government today, BJP. But this is a wrongdoing by BJP. And let us also realize what made them come down to their knees yesterday, because there was this financial ostracization planned in Qatar. But we have been doing to our own people. BJP has been going on the path of financial ostracization of Muslim community to our own people in our own land.
Okay.
So we have
okay.
to understand. And we think that world outside is not noticing
okay.
it.
They well, quite clearly they are. In fact, it. That brings me to my next question to Farah. Which world were we living in, Farah, that we did not, we don't know that people outside us, outside our country are actually watching, actually knowing? Doesn't somebody in the BJP actually follow the international headlines and what they're saying about all the hate speeches and minority bashing? And I find that unbelievable. It's as if nothing was happening. Whatever was happening over here, nobody would care.
Look, I think people were watching. I think there have been numerous UN special rapporteurs that have sent missives to the government of India that have been ignored. But you see how the MEA is... It gets very confused. Let me pick up on what Mr. Sapal said, which is that this government has become very good at speaking in a forked tongue. I think it's much more grave than that. I think what is happening is that when you live a lie, that lie in a globalized, interconnected, Twitter-connected universe cannot sustain itself. And the lie is very simple. It is that when we go abroad as a country, the representatives of our country still hold on to that dignity, to that cloak of democracy. That is our great legacy, that we were a diverse country, pluralist country. Of course, we've had problems, but that our democracy, our syncretic culture, all of that was robust. That is still the cloak. And that is the dignity that we still like to subscribe to when we're abroad. Whereas domestically, we're sitting around beating up our population, persecuting our Muslims, persecuting the Christians. And this lie was becoming unsustainable. What we have seen in terms of the reaction today is that you simply cannot insulate domestic politics from a globalized, in a globalized world. In this particular case, look, for example, you saw the MEA's reaction to the U.S. Secretary of State, yeah, Blinken, when he embraced. It was a strange response. It said they need to stop playing vote bank politics. And none of us could make head or tail of that.
How are they playing vote bank politics?
Yeah, yeah. That is part of the official statement.
No, I've read that statement. I'm well aware of it.
No, so this bizarre a lack of words and lack of sophistication is bound to come because you are trying to live a lie. And, you know, all of those people who say, well, bahar nahi baat karna chahiye aur hamari izzat, you know, I call them all domestic violence apologists. Ki ghar ki baat ghar mein rakho, varna izzat naak kat jayegi, ghar mein biwi ko peette raho. Yahan par ye globalized dunya hai and the Gulf countries have hit us because, I mean, a third of our oil imports come from there, remittances come from there. We have Indian workers there, the largest proportion. So we cannot economically afford that kind of hit back. I agree with another panelist who actually said, look, there is this going to be a course correction? Absolutely not.
Okay. All right. Okay, Farah, hang on a second. I'm running out of time. I need to go back to Shant Prakash Ji. Shant Prakash Ji, the international impact of this is horrible. From Indonesia in the east to Iraq, Iran, the UAE, Qatar, Bahrain, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, every single country condemning us. Shouldn't we feel embarrassed today that other countries are lecturing us about tolerance?
देखिए जो ये सभी मुल्क जो है कंडेम कर रहे हैं हम भी जिसने हमारे कार्यकर्ता ने कहा उसको हमने कंडेम भी किया और साथ ही साथ उसको सस्पेंड करके हम पूरी दुनिया के साथ हैं उनके भरोसे के लिए हम लोग हर समय उनके साथ हैं किसी भी तरीके से अभी जैसे सपाल जी ने कहा कि मोदी जी जो है उनके ट्विटर को फॉलो कर रहे हैं सबसे बड़ी बात यह है कि इतना कुछ होने के बावजूद इतना अच्छा कार्यकर्ता होने के बावजूद उनके बयान पर उनको तुरंत सस्पेंड किया गया है ये भारतीय जनता पार्टी के जो नियम और कानून है उसकी सबसे बड़ी मिसाल है और पूरी दुनिया इस चीज को भी अप्रिशिएट करेगी कि भारतीय जनता पार्टी ने तुरंत एक्शन लिया और अभी जांच होनी है और जांच के बाद में जो भी निर्णय होगा वो सबको स्वागत होगा
मिस्टर सप्पल 30 seconds आई एम रनिंग आउट ऑफ टाइम
विष्णु दी एवरी बीजेपी वर्कर यू स्पीक टू इज ओनली सेइंग दैट द ओनली गिल्ट ओनली क्राइम दैट दे कमिटेड वाज दे वर बीइंग मोर लॉयल देन द किंग माय क्वेश्चन इज हु इज द किंग हियर व्हाई इज ही साइलेंट वी हैव सीन स्टेटमेंट्स कमिंग फ्रॉम ऑफिसर्स ऑफ एमईए बट इट्स अ मच बिगर थिंग एंड प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टुडे इज साइलेंट ऑन दिस इशू And today also, we saw this trend that boycott Kuwait Airways. Have we turned into a bunch of stupid people? Do we not know that we have a $40 billion trade coming with the same countries? What are we driving this entire thing to?
One thing I think 40% of our oil reserves come from Qatar.
Gas reserves. Gas reserves come from Qatar.
Yes.
Now, with these trends, which are visible in those countries also, What are we driving our foreign policy to? And why is Prime Minister not stepping in and reining his
And to think about the damage which has been caused to our foreign policy, these were difficult relationships which India has assiduously worked to fix the relationship with the UAE, with Qatar. They're not just trading partners, they're strategic partners at so many levels. They help us fight terrorism besides anything else. And today this is the situation because of silly remarks on national television.
We are seeing them the most only as Muslims. This is the problem of RSS ideology.
Well, let's just hope this doesn't return to business as usual 1 month later when these things are forgotten. Let us hope that we can put an end to this awful chapter in our history and in our lives. Let's live in peace. I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us. Before I leave, comments on coup. Anubhav writes in, says, who is responsible for the consequences of spoken words, party or spokesperson? Mohit says the BJP always seems to be taking sides of one particular community. Out of time on this program from all of us here. Good night.